This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
John Glennon, my old friend from the Tennessee, and there once was a time in Tokyo when the Penguins were opening with the Nashville Predators that we were standing in a bar and I was playing bubble hockey against Barry Trotz. It was long before the time of Tommy Novak. I don't even know if he was born then. He was like 3 years old, Johnny. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, I still have wonderful memories from our journeys abroad. Oh, the stories we could tell.
I'll say. I won that game, by the way. I was quite proud that I beat Barry Trotz at bubble
nice.
Hockey.
Nice.
Yeah, it was
very
big.
Very impressive.
So, John is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. This was a very odd deal the other day, in my opinion, Johnny. Luke Shen, Tommy Novak, in exchange for Michael Bunting, and a fourth-round pick. The Penguins are allegedly building with young guys, so they bring in a 35-year-old. And then a guy who's going to be 29 next season in Tommy Novak, who Barry Trotz basically ripped last night. This was the quote on Novak. When he was a fourth-line league minimum guy and scoring while getting some sheltered minutes, that fit him just fine. When you move up the lineup, it's harder to find your space and be productive. That's not the highest of praise. What are the Penguins getting with Tommy Novak?
Yeah, Barry Trotz is interesting. You know, he's not a guy who is a screamer and a hater, so you know, he wasn't necessarily trying to rip into Tommy Novak. But nonetheless, you know, some pretty, incriminating comments there. So my thought on Tommy Novak is that you can get a good, skilled, creative player as long as you don't ask too much of him. You know, I think there's certainly some accuracy in what Barry Trotz said. If you can keep him maybe in like a third line, center role, again, he's a good offensive-minded player. He's got good vision. He's got good offensive instincts, a deceptive shot, good passer. But there are detriments to Tommy Novak's game. You know, he's not very good in his own zone. He's not a physical player. He's not going to be a penalty kill type player for you. And maybe I guess the thing that ultimately resulted in Tommy being moved here is that, as Barry Trotz referenced, he didn't necessarily respond well to a bigger challenge. You know, he was the first guy this year that the Preds gave a shot to centering Steven Stamkos and Jonathan Marchessault because they wanted to keep together a very successful line from last year of Philip Forsberg and Ryan O'Reilly and Gustav Nyquist. So they gave Novak a shot at the big new free agents, and it didn't go well. You know, it didn't last long. Pretty soon Novak was back on a lower line. So I think maybe the Preds kind of saw a ceiling with Tommy Novak here and with a couple years still left in his contract. That's why one of the reasons they decided to make the move.
John Glennon from the Tennessean. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So what I'm hearing is of Tommy Novak, tell me if I'm translating this correctly from you and Barry Trotz. He'll make a nice play once in a while, but he's not physical, doesn't kill penalties, can't win faceoffs, isn't good in his own zone, and has lengthy slumps. Am I right about this?
Well, it just depends if you want to look at the positive or the negative, Joe. Yes, no, you're accurate in that, you know, his skill set, as I say, the offensive skill set is there. He you know, given the right circumstances, you know, he was a good point producer here. And, you know, when you look at sort of some of the, you know, the underlying stats, the analytics and so forth, very good in terms of the offensive zone and in terms of expected goals, you know, chances created, that kind of thing. But again, it's interesting. The breakdown, you know, he was more comfortable the last couple of years playing with guys like a Luke Evangelista, a young, talented forward, and kind of a journeyman guy in like a Mark Jankowski, you know, whereas the opportunity he had with Stamkos and Marchessault, when you looked at the expected goals they had in about 67 minutes together, they're only 33% on expected goals. And you would think, most guys playing with a couple of big goal scorers like that could offer some better numbers, but that was not the case. Maybe Tommy Novak didn't get enough of a chance, but whatever the case, he didn't come through there. And even if you take it further back, if you go to the playoffs last year, the first round against Vancouver, a very defensive-minded, tightly contested series. And again, Novak was, you know, expected and hoped to kind of play a solid second center role there, but it became pretty clear very early that Andrew Burnett didn't necessarily trust him, and he only got about 10 minutes ice time per game in a six-game series that they eventually lost. So you could see, sort of the cracks appearing last year in terms of Andrew Burnett's trust in a higher role for Tommy Novak.
How about Luke Shen as the Penguins forge ahead with their rebuild with young guys with a 35-year-old defenseman? How about the one thing I do understand with him is that he does have clearly, immense toughness, protects the stars, that type of thing. Tell us about him.
Yeah, it's a great character type pickup. If you're looking for a guy to sort of help mold and shape younger defenseman, which I suspect, probably played a role there. He is what he is. You know, he's a guy who's been around a long time. He's had a lot of ups and downs, even went through the AHL sort of midway through his career and bounced back. A lot of playoff experience. Just a solid, solid guy, great personality, leadership potential. And yes, he is a very physical player. He's not quick, certainly delivers the big hits, blocks a fair amount of shots, and is certainly not afraid to drop the mitts and scrap from time to time. So I think that's what the Predators will miss most about him. But I think even in the year and two thirds or so that he had here, I think he had a very positive influence on some of the Preds' young D.
Yeah, and I think that part of it actually does make sense.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, Johnny, anything else here while I have somebody from Tennessee on the line? How about the Titans and their quarterback situation? Do you think they would have any interest in Justin Fields, or do they?
I think it's certainly possible, you know, whichever free agent quarterback, I guess, is not re-signed there, or you know, I guess theoretically both could be free agents. You know, I could see Fields or Russell Wilson here. It just depends. You know, the Titans certainly, they want to bring in a veteran quarterback and still may draft a quarterback potentially at number one. You know, Cam Ward is certainly a possibility. But, you know, I'm just kind of putting together my little list here of potential free agent guys at each position. And then I see if Russell Wilson is not re-signed, I think, you know, he might make a good kind of a bridge quarterback here. Maybe you add a guy like a Russell Wilson if he's available, and you know, draft a guy like Cam Ward and let him learn under Russell Wilson for a year or so, and then jump in. So we shall see.
So down on Levis and Butthead there, Will Levis?
You know, Will Levis is sort of a Tommy Novak in that he got his chance. You know, he had some skills. He showed some skills in a good rookie year. They gave him a bigger role the second year, and unfortunately, there was some clear regression. So I think they tired of the turnovers. They tired of the sacks, and again, felt like they gave Will Levis plenty of opportunity. And he's under contract for two more years, so he'll compete for a job, but I don't see him starting unless it's via injury next year.
So lastly, Johnny, and I'll let you go, what is your gut feel there? Is it going to be Cam Ward? And if it's not, man, I'd be all over Travis Hunter. What do you think the Titans do with that pick, or do they trade it?
Yeah, I go back and forth on this. I'm currently in the mode of trade back myself, you know, probably not far, maybe as few as a couple of picks to the Giants there, who obviously need a quarterback. Maybe even a few more picks. But, yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, if you can move back a couple spots and still come up with a Travis Hunter or potentially an Abdul Carter, you know, you've done great things. And this new regime that is in for the Titans wants to add draft picks. You know, they're very big on the draft and develop and retain mantra, and they want to add as many picks as they can. So I lean a little bit towards that direction right now, but A lot of time to go before the actual draft, Joey.
Do you play golf, Johnny?
I am not putt-putt. I'm pretty solid at the putt-putt front, but not the actual, you know, hitting on links.
All right. Well, I'm coming to Tennessee pretty soon. I'm going to do a book of playing one round of bad golf in all 50 states, and it may even start in Nashville. So we don't have to play golf, but I'll call you when I get there.
Yeah, we need to go down to old Robert's Western World again, Joe, and listen to some Ring of Fire and perhaps have a bologna sandwich.
I like that a lot. Thanks for coming on.
Sounds good. All right, thanks.
See you, buddy. Maybe the Penguins should have traded for Will Levis instead of Tommy Novak, huh?
They would have got a bunch of mayonnaise back in return. I don't know about what else they could use.
That guy's great, John Glennon. And I am going to start that book soon. 50 bad rounds of golf in 50 states. I know I can do it. It's a question of getting to those places.
You're going to go to all 50 states and golf?
Yeah.
Wow.
One round in each state.
When was this idea?
A couple months ago. I'm mapping out, and I'm not too gung-ho about getting on a plane right now, but I'll start with the drive. Actually, I'm starting in Florida in a couple weeks. That'll be I'm not counting any, like, this is all fresh. Obviously, I've played in, you know, five or six states, including Pennsylvania, but I'm going to start fresh.
And how are you financing this?
Well,
You didn't think about Florida, did you?
No, I don't think it's going to be that expensive. I'm playing all public courses, and I'm trying to include where I'm going anyway, like I'm going to Florida. And on this particular leg of the trip, I think I'm going to Tennessee, and I'm going to figure out, I think, Mississippi, Georgia, and then roll back. It'll be driving. Yeah, it's a road trip limit.
You're
it's not like
randomly going to like Maine or North Dakota.
Yes,
or
I am
Idaho.
Randomly going to Maine. Jackie Valinsky lives there, my mom's friend.
Okay, who lives in Maine or who lives in North Dakota?
I'll find out.
South Dakota.
Yeah, I don't think it's
going to Montana.
Montana's going to be great. That's where my dog Bailey is from, and I'm going to visit his parents.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you drive all the way there to get Bailey, or did you fly Bailey here?
Bailey flew by himself.
How about that?
Yeah.
Private plane for Bailey. Arizona, Texas.
Yeah.
It's not like I've never been to Arizona.
Yeah, over time. It's not like I'm going next week to
Kansas.
All these places. You can fly to Arizona limits. They let you.
Washington, Minnesota. I'm just
exactly.
naming states.
Yeah,
Michigan.
Very good.
Ohio.
You can almost name all 50. Stop. I can get Ohio, West Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania in one day, practically.
Probably.
One weekend. All right, limits.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.